All right, Jay, started pretty deep in the field today. Be honest, obviously anybody who starts a race has a chance to win. Were you looking to see that checkered flag more than maybe taking a couple chances and getting yourself maybe a podium finish or a win?
No, I never expected to get in the top, even near the top five. You know, my goal was to hopefully try to get to the top 10 because we were struggling. The car was struggling a little bit, and it wasn't that great. You know, if I got to the top 10, I was golden. When I got to ninth, I said, kill the clock. But
when I say checkered flag, I don't mean necessarily win. I mean, like, you want to make it to the end. You want to finish your last class.
Oh, yeah, that was, you know, I didn't care where I finished. I was going to finish. You know, I just wanted to finish and do it that way.
Emotions, did they affect how you were on the track tonight?
It got ridiculous. Not during the race, not during the classic. For whatever reason, during warm-ups, I'm sitting in the car waiting for warm-ups, and I'm crying like a baby. I don't even understand. I didn't think I would ever react that way. But, you know, you think about all of it over 37 years of driving. You think about all the stuff that goes on, you've been through, and, you know, that it's going to stop. And, you know, I'm ready to stop, and the timing is right. But, you know, you think about that, and, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, geez, you know, I really don't have to quit this if I'm this upset. But it's just emotion. I bet you everybody that's ever wrapped up a career, a long career, probably felt the same way.
Did you find yourself trying to put it out of your mind when you're on the track, though?
Yeah, you don't have time to think about that when you're on the track. You're just going.
Race, long, long green flag stretch. Not many cars were moving forward. A couple of them were. But then it seemed maybe with... After a little way, about a third of the way through the race, somebody flipped the switch and said, "Nah, we want to start hitting each other up front."
Nope. That was the weirdest classic I've seen in years. It's been the guy that starts up front wins, but man, stuff just kept happening. And I wasn't a good car tonight, and I was backing off, and I kept missing all the wrecks. Every time something would happen, I'd say, "Wow, holy mech, I couldn't believe it." And just kept getting more and more farther forward. I didn't see it coming.
Did you think at any point, as you're moving forward, that you had a car that could end up winning the race? Alex Hogue admits he didn't have a very good car. He couldn't keep up with the top four cars, and he was bottling up the field behind him. Not that you were bottling up the field, but do you think, hey, you know, I can keep up with Alex, and maybe I can keep up with everybody else up there too? If maybe things will fall into play, and I could have the storybook ending.
I was bottling up the field a little bit. My car wasn't that great. And when I got to third, you know, I knew I wasn't faster than Jeremy and Brian in front of me, but, you know, anything, the way the night was going, anything could happen. And I, you know, I said, geez, you know, because Jeremy was going for it. He wasn't being a baby about it. He wasn't going to be content to finish second. He went for it, and I was really impressed by Jeremy's driving. He went after it. But, you know, so anything could happen when, you know, when the guys are going for the lead, you know.
End up in ninth place, last car on the track, still running. Now the race is all over. Any different emotions from before the race started? Granted, you do have another race in 2 weeks. Don't forget about that.
No, I won't forget about that. No, it is emotional, and I'm happy with the way the race went. I don't like the situation where Dalton and I came together. I'm sure I was being more aggressive than I needed to be, but I really, really, really could taste a podium finish. And I of course, would never wreck anybody intentionally. And it was a little bottle, and we jammed up. And I will take the blame for that accident. I would never wreck Dalton, of course, intentionally. But I just running hard to try to stay on that podium. And what a finish that would have been for me if I could somehow pull that together and stay on the podium.
You don't think you're retiring too late, do you?
No, I think the timing's right. I think, too late, yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah, I kind of wish I'd have done it.
I wasn't implying anything. I'm just throwing the question out there.
No, I hear you, buddy. I've questioned myself a few times this year when we're struggling with the car. We struggled all year. I've questioned myself a few times and wondered if... I've thought a lot of times, geez, I wish I'd have quit last year when I won the Classic. Retiring too late? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
In 2 weeks, anything special planned for you? Are you let everybody else do the planning for you?
Well, you know, we're just going to come out. I got two tires left in my tire program, and I'm gonna rubber it up, and I'm gonna do the best that I can. We're gonna work on the car this week and get it the best we can, and hopefully, have a good finish. I got an outside chance of getting in the top 10 in points. I'd be disappointed if I didn't, but it just hasn't been the year for me to be in the top 10 in points.
Finally, who'd you like to thank for your classic top 10 today?
Well, I got a lot of people to thank, but first I really want to shout out Brian Haynes. I am so excited for Brian. Brian's a good guy. I've known him for years. He's one of our Mexico boys. We're all from the same town. I've known him a long time. I know his dad. I know his brother. And really, really happy for Brian. He's, to come and do this like he did it, just one race. And, he's tried for several seasons. He hasn't had a lot of success, but he was running hard tonight. He bounced off the wall a couple times in front of me, and he was just going for it. And he made it work, and I'm really, really happy for Brian. Congratulations, Brian.